Hello again. This is John Charty to have words with you, and one word I have in mind is boondoggling. Boondoggling labels fussy, almost pointless, time-consuming hobby work. In an extended sense, a boondoggling is the legislative enactment of useless but expensive projects that make work in the legislator's district. And in a further political extension of the term, to boondoggle is to trade favorable votes on such make-work projects. You vote a pork barrel bill for my constituents, and I'll vote in favor of a like bill for your constituents. On 4 October 1935, a reporter for the Chicago Tribune found occasion to use the word boondoggling in a story about cowboys of the Old West. Bear in mind that he was writing about the Old West in 1935. To the cowboy, he wrote, boondoggling meant the making of saddle trappings out of odds and ends of leather, and they boondoggled when there was nothing else to do on the ranch. And indeed they did. They also whittled, beat silver dollars into buckles, rings, and ornaments, and they collected hair from horses' tails to weave into superb harness lines and lassos, though this last was serious professional work and a mark of honor. Yet the Chicago Tribune's reporter was committing a howling anachronism, for boondoggling was a word unknown to the 19th century cowboy. It was coined in the 1920s by R.H. Link, an American scoutmaster, and he meant it to label the endless fussy hobby work of Boy Scouts, especially in weaving ornamental cords to wear around the neck for carrying such items as whistles, compasses, and other small gear. I cannot demonstrate, but I submit that R.H. Link had a good ear. He wanted a word with a sound of scorn in it, and boondoggling does certainly fill the bill. The term once coined was retrospectively apt to the fussy, busy work of the bunkhouse cowboy with time on his hands, but the word itself was unknown to him. Note, too, that the word could not have been more than 15 years old by 1935, when the Tribune reporter made the mistake of assuming it had been around forever. Whether or not that has anything to do with language, this is John Charty confessing to a certain apish pride in spotting a man in the course of making a mistake he doesn't know he is making. Call it an unworthy pride, but we all have some sort of ape in our psyche, and my ape feels complacently smart when he spots someone else making a fool of himself. And so, goodbye till our next boondoggle, and good words to you.
The comments of etymologist and poet John Charty.